Hello there, this is Crispin Glover, and I can't find the corkscrew. No, guys, it's Mike. Hey, I'm just letting you know that this Patreon commentary that you're about to listen to was actually filmed about 6 months ago for our Patreon members. We have a tier on our Patreon where we have a monthly commentary that people can vote on and choose to listen to, and we actually did a couple of the Friday the 13th already on the Patreon. So we're using a couple of those for this month, with the agreement of our patrons, of course. And this one, the second one, and the 2009 reboot have already all been pre-recorded that we did for our Patreon members. So if you want to get on that Patreon, you can check it out in the link below. But I'm just letting you guys know, this particular commentary was filmed about 6 months ago that you're about to listen to. And we're going to do all the Friday the 13th movies, and it's going to be a blasty blast. So you can also find these guys on our Spotify, which, in case you don't know, we also have a new nearly daily Halloween update pod where we talk about anything that's happened that day in the world of Halloween news. And if there's not any news, then we talk about whatever the hell to do with Halloween that we want to talk about. We get deep on some shit in the night, in the dark. So I hope you guys have fun, and I hope you guys are having an awesome horror month, and we love your fucking faces. Enjoy. Shit, fuck, fart. Hey guys, welcome back to We Watched Movie.
I'm Jay, and that's Mike.
I'm Mike.
And you know what? We're going to have some unprotected sex with you right now.
Listen to it.
I can't wait.
Listen to my hooves. Listen to my
hooves. For us to leave you pregnant and alone in the dark. Because that's what we're going to do at a Motel 6.
Let's watch Friday the 13th together.
All right, let's do that.
This is only for our special SOS Patreons. This is just for you guys. We did a monthly poll for summer movies.
Poll.
Summer school. You spilled my caramagato. we did the poll suggestions were summer school. They were Friday the 13th, which obviously we're doing, the original Friday the 13th. It won hard. Won by a lot.
And Mary Poppins.
Three or four other ones, and I can't remember right now. But
Mary Poppins was one of them.
It's not even a summer movie, Jake. God.
It is. They go in like a field of April.
It's about rain.
They
sing in it.
April rains.
April. November rain.
Oh.
All right. Friday the 13th. Sucking. If you guys are new to doing this, if this is your first month in this tier, I'm going to say suck and fucking touch it. I'm going to press play on the movie. If you've watched the movie a million times, which is Friday the 13th, so you probably have, you could just listen along. But if you want to watch the movie with us, when I say touching, that's when you press play on your VCR.
Oh, thank God.
So, sucking.
What if we have a beta?
And touching. The movie has begun.
It's beginning now.
Or is it?
No, it's
starting. Nothing's happening. It's so dark.
It's going.
I'm so scared right now.
It's dark like our lives.
I think you're lying.
It's not.
No,
going.
It stopped. Wait, everyone. Wait.
I thought it was going.
What the fuck? Refresh. All right, we're going to try this again. Sucking, fucking, and touching!
All right, let's get in the mix.
Movie has begun. Paramount symbol is a boot.
Golf Western.
Oh, my
favorite. I want to go there and golf one day.
Who supposed to be so silent?
Fuck is Sean S. Cunningham? No, I don't know.
Oh, there's the noise. Okay. Whew. It's the moon. Yeah. Sean S. Cunningham owns some rights.
I think he does.
I don't even want to get into that. It's upsetting.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. Hey, I think it's a bad idea for us to go out on Friday the 13th.
Kemp Kunawanawana.
19's a 58's. The year that Mike lost his virginity.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happened.
What a bunch of sluts.
They're all looking for the fucking wiener. Singing that banjo shit. That doesn't mean anything. They're not disguising. They're not fooling anybody.
It's so dark. If you're new to this, I can promise you will not see a hockey mask in this film.
What?
You will be disappointed.
God damn it. You know what? As much as I love the original one, I think we talked about this. We've seen it so many fucking times, and we've explored it so many different ways, much like a porno, that there's no new surprises for us. It feels like Hellraiser's like, there are no surprises for me.
It's weird.
It's cool. It's a good movie. I'm not saying it's not a good movie.
It's better classic, in a lot of ways, in the other movies, in a lot of ways, but in a way that it's like a mystery. It's like a mystery.
Yeah, and once you know thriller, the fucking end of it, you're like, well, goddamn, I don't need to explore this case again.
Yeah, it's like a mystery thriller with like some grindhouse, like old school horror in it.
But then some would argue that Scream is the same way. Because once you find out that Billy Loomis and Stu are the killers, and it's like, well.
No, because well, it's so.
But it's still, it's easy different. It's just cool. I don't know. It's, I like it.
It's Britney Spears. Forgiveness.
Well, that's what she's doing nowadays.
Sorry.
Really looking for those next hit records, huh?
All right, yeah. Let's go fuck, Stevie.
Look at my shorts. You know that these are the best, and the reason why I'm wearing them is because I'm going to get some ding-dong in you. What Friday the 13th basically is, besides the fact that it's Jason Voorhees, and that's what we all know and love, it's basically teenagers fucking in the forest.
Yeah, and then dying for
and
it.
And dying horrendously. And that's why we watch it for, you prudes. Because we can't get any of that hot ass.
Yeah, you guys know you smell like summer camp 99 yeah, degree
and
it, sweat.
Yeah, and like, balls. Like burnt wood.
Yeah.
They smell like burnt wood.
Balls.
Yeah, you know that guy smells like balls. He hasn't showered probably in a day.
Listen, the Ring tape's playing in the background.
What?
The Ring tape? The not, tape?
I don't want to hear it then. If that's really going on, fuck that. I hate that. That movie scares the shit out of me.
I desperately want to make love to a schoolboy. Do you think they did it in real life after this? I always wonder that.
I would.
Yeah. He looks like a good kisser.
I mean, for sure. I wonder if he's got his own place.
See, there's the Ring tape again.
It is cool how they use this camera movement, though. I mean, like, it's this
for a second.
This predates Halloween.
Yeah.
But Halloween did it so no, much it more effectively.
This yeah, came after Halloween.
I thought it came out before. No. I think it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Okay. Yeah. They copied.
Nice buns. Oh, those are his.
I can't tell whose legs they are. You all are like fucking octopused up. I mean, I wasn't doing anything. Right across the jail.
Oh. Damn.
Like...
Okay. Acid reflux.
Here's the thing. Would you die that quickly, though? You know what I mean? Like, from that kind of wound? I mean, he didn't stab you through the heart or anything.
I would escape quicker, though. It's just running around in a circle.
Jump out the window. Fuck that broken leg. Fuck
your do-rag. Slow motion. Death scene. Slow motion. You're gonna get it. Britney Spears.
And there's the classic. Oh my god.
That's what she looks like when she sees your dick for the first time, Jay.
Absolutely. How huge it is.
Is it supposed to be so veiny?
Yes.
Yes, Grandma.
this is the song that you have when you're really on the toilet for a long time and you're fighting for that turd to come out. You know, like when that one turd's like not coming
and
out.
You wake
like,
up.
Bump, 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 bump. Boop, 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 boop. And you're like squeezing for all you're worth, and you're like gonna pass out because you're squeezing so hard.
Or when you set the snooze on your alarm and you don't know how long you got left, yeah. You're just waiting.
That's how I felt the other day for work, dude. I actually woke up and got to work like 40 minutes earlier because I thought it was an hour earlier than when I got up. But this song came on my head. I was like, bump, 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 bump. Because I thought I hit the snooze button one time too many.
Yeah, that's always the worst, man. Do you ever get up like. Like, you wake up out of a sleep and your heart's just pounding.
I did that this morning.
I get that all the time.
I did this thing. I woke up this morning and I was mad. Like, I actually slapped my mattress. I was like, I need more time. I don't know what. I think I was dreaming something.
You ever get up and get that heavy heartbeat and you're like, what the fuck? It's like your blood pressure's like pounding in your neck.
So, well, I guess I don't have to go to work today because I'm going to have a heart attack.
Maybe I'm just dying. Fine. Is it just me?
This is the present, Mike. This is 2019. Look how futuristic and like normal this looks.
Yeah, Frank's Delicatessen. I got the avocado toast. Mm. Swarma. Oh my god.
I'm just depressed looking at the town.
Fuck.
I mean, no wonder Jason became a fucking killer or his mom. Oh shit, spoiler.
It's 5 o'clock.
There's no Walmart or anything there. There's not even a Dairy Queen.
I bet there's a Dairy Queen. That looks like the kind of town that has a Dairy
That's
Queen.
That's poor ass dog.
This is the weirdest cut right here. Watch. Such shitty editing.
Oh, she saw his dick.
Alright. Anchovies. Alright. Big gulp, huh? Well, alright. See you later.
Bye, guys.
I got robbed by a sweet old lady on a shopping cart. Look at that old school phone booth. It looks like it's from Men in Black.
I love that shit. I wish they still existed. I like them. You can dial 1-800-COLLECT to anybody. Yep, there. That's where you go to get fucking raped in the butt.
What kind of cafe sells paperback books?
Right there.
What, Incarnation?
What you want, slut?
What's his name?
That looks like Andre the Giant's cousin. No, I mean, you can't. You have money? Oh my god, I hate when that happens. Like, she's like volunteering him and he didn't really want to do it.
Yeah, but he's a rapist, so.
I don't. He's not really.
He's a near rapist.
No, he's not. He's just
he's a rapist.
He's just a normal fat dude that drives a truck. That's like 88% of them. So, no, he's not.
Yep, rapist.
I don't think of rapist.
Oh.
When he came out, I thought it was a mime.
He's like, ew.
That's when a guy's had too much Cracker Barrel. He looks like he just ran off fucking Cracker Barrel porches. You want some checkers?
He's trying to play those checkers. He's like, it's got a death curse.
When you beat him, he's like, you're gonna die.
Did you see him squeeze her cheeks when he put her up there?
I don't see that.
He's a cheek squeezer.
I don't think so. I think he's just a normal dude doing the best he can.
Look at him. Oh.
Not all heavy-set men that drive trucks are rapists.
Mama said I gotta watch my posture. This is a steep hill.
He reminds me of the preacher from fucking Halloween, actually. He's just a little fatter than him. He seems like a jovial dude.
Are you... You don't remember the scene then, do you?
He was a drunk preacher, yeah, but he was jovial. He's no, like, y'all hunting him, mister.
I mean, this scene with this guy. This guy's totally rapey.
He's not really a rapist, though. He doesn't do anything. He just is like... commenting on like the fact that you're a lone girl wandering up in these woods by yourself.
Look at his face.
I'm not prejudging.
Look at his face. Also, she's 11.
I'm pushing a hard 16.
Awkward car rides with truckers.
Well, that's why you don't do hitchhiking. Mm-hmm. I don't have any conversation.
Huh? I'm so high right now.
It's fucked! You don't know Ralph. He throws the best jello shot parties ever. He's a little off his kilter, but he's great. Yeah. Oh. Well, damn. He knows a lot of things.
Ask these eyebrows.
How do you know all that shit? Was that the paper? Hey, Mike, Fred Gwynn played Judd in Pet Sematary and Herman Munster.
I can't turn those notifications.
I know.
Off.
I just want you to know. I heard it.
Ew.
Ghostbusters. So I don't get the rapey vibe. I get more like a disappointing, like slightly disappointed father, or like grandfather or something. Like, yeah, you're a stupid young dumbass.
Do they all look as good as you?
And she let her over the cemetery. That's a good idea.
To be fair, I do remember him like grabbing her leg or something.
I don't think he grabbed her leg.
I was thinking a wrong turn or some shit, I guess. But yeah, I definitely got a rapey vibe. Whether he got rapey or not.
I didn't get one. I got more of like a mentor guy. Like, hey, you're a dumbass. You're a dumb shit kid. You're going to die and your entrails are going to be like plastered all over that Moravian cemetery.
Do all those 14-year-olds look as plum and juicy?
Did he say that?
Sort of.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That was the uncut version. That'd be a Rob Zombie version, actually.
That would totally. Rob Zombie had been like, I'm going to skull fuck the shit out of you while my cow
watches.
Hey, man,
I'm going to pick up my cousin, and then we're going to go over these fucking gas stations, get this fucking girl hitchhiker and fuck her.
And be talking to, like, it'd be his wife, of course. It's Kevin Bacon, everybody.
I'm going to put some coal in her mouth.
Ding-a-dong, 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 ding.
But they're not, I don't think they're meant to be country. I think they're just, they're urban folk that are coming through the country. Yeah. So. Oh my God. You know that guy smells like pee and pickles.
Oh yeah. But later on, he'll be in Lawnmower Man.
Dude, the best, to me, like some of the best like counselors, for sure, like to me, number one is the dude from Back to the Future.
Oh yeah. Fuck. Crispin.
Dead fuck! I love Crispin Glover.
Dead fuck?
He like his crazy weirdness in real life fits perfectly.
Oh, I hate this guy. This guy is a douche nozzle.
If I keep on fucking striking this wood, people will notice how sexy I am.
I'll tell her paintings are nice, and then she'll touch my wiener, Steve.
That guy looks like he got laid off at fucking IBM.
I was gonna say IHOP, even worse.
Yeah.
Look at these short shorts.
And he's got like red booties. Oh no, those are it sucks.
They just arrived. You fucking pusher. Oh, he's so bossy.
Oh man, that's like the new manners that you get at a retail store. But like, look, we're gonna do the best that we can do, okay? You gotta push the fucking price quotes out, okay? Make sure that people understand that we have sales going on.
Oh, get over here,
your mustache, ho. That's Kevin Bacon.
He's got a nice bowl cut.
Who?
That young man.
Kevin Bacon?
Yeah. No. Yes.
Bacon of Kevin. It's more of a Luke Skywalker kind of haircut.
Yeah, that's true.
He's got a Prince Valiant cut.
My mom made me rock the bowl cut.
God, that
fifth grade.
That just looks like a really hot girl's dad that you're dating. That you have to come over and press, and he's like, do you like to smoke weed? It's like, no. It's like, well, good, because I'm not going to offer you then.
Come help me put up this gutter. I know you're wearing your prom suit.
I mean, I know he's pretty young, like, but he already acts like he's 48.
And he looks old. He looks
like
he's 48.
I think
48.
He's pretty young. I think he's in his 20s.
Mm. Well, yeah, but they're like in their 18s, right? So he's still fucking creepy genie.
Well, she's older than... I think that she's at least 18 or above.
I like these paintings. Want to fuck?
Have you ever seen Bob Ross? He's on television. Yes, you do. In the bed.
Thank you. Oh. With grown men and Daisy Dukes.
He's trying to do the Rocky thing.
Yeah. You want to leave?
You want to leave? Just get it. It stinks in here. It stinks. That guy just makes me want to buy, like, Valvoline oil.
Yeah. Petroleum jelly.
He's like that guy that you would see at Shell gas station, actually sitting in one of those booths for like when they offer food.
Can you stop trying to put your hand on? Oh, no. Oh, gross.
Touch me, baby. God. Drive me crazy.
You know he smells like the tire center. And not the good one with the tires in it, but the one where the guys work on tires.
I just think he smells like crusted mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Like, you know, mayonnaise, like, you know, can smell that, like, heavy odor in the air. Mm. Like, if your mom's making mayonnaise sandwiches,
yeah,
and she's cutting out the crust, but you can just smell it.
Yeah. Look.
Looks like Robin Williams' son.
Put on a happy face.
Put on a fucking shirt, bitch.
When we gonna fuck, Miss Parker?
Oh, you know what they say. Old the bear, the sweeter the juice. Okay. Not gonna do that.
What you got here is you got your duty chop.
That would be just some kind of asshole. I'd be like, I'm not listening to anything you're fucking saying.
Yeah. It's summer camp.
He's like a guy that got promoted. Like, he's not even the boss. He's just like an employee that got promoted to, like, head employee.
I just work so hard. God damn it.
But look at those cutoffs for the dudes. Even Kevin Bacon's rocking them.
I would like to watch him get eaten by a dinosaur in
Let's
Jurassic
dance!
Park.
This came out in 1980.
I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes when I watch Friday the 13th, I just want to watch Friday the 13th Part 2.
Definitely. Or Part 3.
Yeah. Or
Part 4. Shut the fuck up!
Yeah.
No, actually,
Part 6.
It's nothing against people that like this movie, and I understand why it was so popular. You are a fucking idiot. You're a dumbass motherfucker. You could have stabbed her areola.
Later, I'll grow up to be Bob Saget.
Think about Friday the 13th Part 1. While it's good, you have to go through it. It's like you have to get through this. You have to go through Pennsylvania.
Oh, you got to start here.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's like, hey, I'm just trying to get to the coast, but yeah. You have to go through Delaware.
Look at those orange shorts. Her butt cheeks looks like those orange gummies. You know what I'm talking about?
I eat them.
You eat butt? Sunkist.
Those are made out of licorice. Yeah, good idea. Because the hitchhiking, well, she did. She got a good hitchhiker.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna die. You'll never cook meaty weenies for those children.
It's pretty cool how they do this, though. Like, I think the audience would know the way that she came into the car. Like, especially, like, the way the camera is. It only is positioned on her.
Right.
And she's talking towards the camera.
It's a threat.
So he's like saying, hey, this shit's going to get violent. I'm going to slice some fucking earlobes in a minute.
Welcome to the jungle, baby. You're going to die.
Or this could be like just one of those dating video sites.
Or maybe they picked her up with good intentions, but at this point they're like, will you shut the fuck up?
Oh, my Lord.
Chip, 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 chip. If this was today, then people would be like, I'm so sick of the constant advertisements for Jeeps.
Yeah, because they're like a carbon monoxide machine that just kills our environment and they fuck us all the way. What do you guys expect is going to happen in 2100? Like, I don't know. I'll be
so
dead.
So much brand
I'll be fucking dead, so I don't care. I think you better just shut up, bright colored shirt. She looks like she got that from Starburst.
Yeah, it's like a mail-in when you send in so many proofs of purchase.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Starburst by Bugle Boy. I gotta give her credit, though. She got out pretty quick. I would have gave it at least, like, 5 more minutes.
When you hit the ground, just start running really fast. You would land it on your feet.
She ran away pretty fast. Kudos to her for that, but you're not gonna survive. Sorry, Steve. But poor Steve. Titties, titties, big, big titties.
Oh my God, they have fucking free pizzas. Titties, pizzas, titties, 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 titties. Oh my God, we don't care.
Remember that in South Park where they used to say that?
What?
titties, titties, big, big titties, or whatever it was at the end of the intro. Yeah. God, I haven't watched South Park in years.
I don't even know what's going on. When I used to smoke a lot of weed. It's still going strong. They still have like new episodes and all that shit. So,
dude, when I used to smoke a lot of weed, South Park was the funniest shit ever.
It's pretty funny either way.
It's still funny, but it was really funny then.
Timmy!
That shit used to get me every time. Respect my daughter!
Kick the baby, don't get the baby. Oh, right. I thought that was shit. You gonna die, bitch!
Cool.
That's Ozzy Osbourne.
The sun sucks.
Ooh. Oh, that's some good effects right there. I like it.
That's Tom Savini.
I like it.
With the blood pump. Savini on the blood pump. I love wooden squares on water.
I hate fucking nerds. Fucking nerds.
Nerds. Look at that Speedo.
They call you a nerd, a spaz or a geek. Stand up and be tall. Don't be meek. Hey, beautiful people. Haven't you heard? The joke's on you. It's Revenge of the Nerds. That would be... That's what Jason's singing under the water. Can you imagine them doing...
I got you. Got an
Can you
Oscar.
Imagine them doing a remake, though? Like, legit remake of this movie. And I think they will. At some point in
I don't
the
think you can put Friday... No, no, no. You can't put Friday the 13th on something today and not have Jason in it.
No,
you can't do it.
I don't know.
That's why the reboot was genius.
But I think they will. Because of all that legal shit.
Maybe because of that. Maybe. Yeah. But it's still a mistake.
And it's going to be fucking Melanie Griffith.
Now, the 2009, I think, reboot... Yeah. Wasn't the best thing ever, but like they had some genius ideas in that, man.
I love that fucking
movie. I liked it a lot.
I thought that guy was great. I thought the whole idea, the way that they, because they do have in the very beginning of that movie, they do have a moment of where they show, you know, the moment is the end of the part two or the beginning of part two when they were being decapitated and all that shit.
Now hear this. What I would like to hear.
I don't want
to
hear you.
You know what I would, dude? Think about this though. It would be fucking awesome to see someone do a remake of the 2009 reboot. The same story, but not so Michael Bay, crystal clear sheen, like an actual like horror movie, try to make it scary. That I would like to see.
Well,
like an A24 version of the 2009 reboot.
I mean, here's the thing. I thought that the Friday the 13th 09 was the same, because I loved it, and I loved the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake they did.
I like the Texas Chainsaw
I think they're both in the same fucking vein. They both were clean.
I think when it came down to the kills with Jason, they left a lot to be desired.
Well,
the story
was
good.
All the I was like weird about was that he used the underground passages.
That too.
But I thought it was cool. If you're like a wild man or whatever living in the woods, like raising
you
by yourself, I guess it would make sense.
Wild
but anyway, we'll talk about this movie, guys. Not about an 09 movie. Look at that ass with, like, covered up with panties. I'm talking about the guy.
Me too. I can see his crack. Kevin Bacon's crack.
Oh, thank God.
Makes me think of Sandlot.
Wendy Peppercorn.
If you listen closely, you can hear Jason whacking it.
I think a lot of people might have been confused after, like, maybe this movie was meant to be a one-off, like that was it, and then having Jason appear, they're like, so is he a ghost? Is he a wild boy? Is he a wild boy that just raised himself in the woods, or what? Oh shit!
Oh, I like this.
Somebody got touched. Oh my God! Fuck that! I hate snakes, dude.
I hate them too, man.
Why did it have to be snakes, jocks?
The snakes.
Why did it have to be snakes?
Get it, though. Oh, that's a weird foreshadowing moment. The way he ran up there, he looked like Backhead Jason.
It's a goddamn snake! Kill it! It's a viper from hell.
What the fuck are you?
That was fucking amazing. He's like, what do I do? I don't know.
Oh,
Kevin Bacon should be like, we gotta cut Footloose. Time for a pee break for me.
I can't see with this thing on. Gosh, I hate the way snakes move. All nimbly bimbly. Oh, look at Irving Fryer back there. Is that? At least we know you're not wearing a bra. Look at them things. All right, Dog the Bounty Hunter. Her shirt looks like zebra gum. He turned his jersey into a diaper. It's an Irving Fryer butt diaper. Have you seen this boy? It's 2/4 of the village people. I'm a gold man. Speedballs. Jesus Christ, I think Jay crop dusted when he walked out of here. Jesus Christ. Gotta blow it away. Oh my God. That's awful. I'm gonna light a fucking match. Oh, you're a real badass, Tonto. Ooh. What a fucking tool. Sounds like that super serious Uber driver you get late at night. He's thinking, I'm so fucking cool. As he rides away. God damn it, it smells like the devil farted in here. Jesus! Chef Boyardee? Here's some canned raviolis! That literally came out of a girl's vagina once. It was literally Ralph telling you that this place is cursed. And I listened. Let's get out of here. You motherfucker. You crop dusted motherfucker.
What?
You left the stinkiest fucking fart in here when you left?
I didn't fart.
No, there's no way.
I didn't fart.
There's no fucking way.
There's no way.
Did you fart in the bathroom?
No. I think you got. I didn't fart. I don't believe you. I would tell you if I farted.
Liar, liar, whore, liar, whore.
I think you're smelling your upper breath.
No, man. It smells just like the one you laid out a few minutes ago.
No, I didn't fart, dude. I tell you, if I did, I claim it.
God damn.
You know I would.
I'm going to need to call Dustin Hoffman.
You need to call an exorcist. I don't smell anything. Maybe fucking Thor did. He's looking Thor weird.
Thor just looked at you like, the fuck?
He's looking weird like
you
did.
Dude, your smell drove him away. Look, he's walking away.
I think it's your breath. No. That's what I think happened. I think you're just trying to blame it on your breath.
You need to take some fucking colon cleanse.
You need to take some Altoids. Shove them in your mouth. I claim it if I did it.
I would drink gasoline to get that taste
out of my mouth. I would claim it if I did it. I don't know why you're being like, I did it.
You shit your pants.
I mean, if I did, I would just sit here squishy pants and let you know. No, I didn't fucking do it.
Did you see that they found a black hole, by the way?
Yeah, it's great.
Had a picture of a black hole.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw the image.
It's pretty fucking cool, man.
It's your mouth.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's got light around it. It's all the gases being sucked into it.
Leaky gases. That's all the light that it's melted down and sucked into itself.
What? Are you a scientist, though?
I read about it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to buy some better headphones. Shit's not working. I try to dig it in and it's
can
like...
Can you hear?
No, I can hear it. It's just... No, it just keeps falling out. That's what she said. It just keeps falling out. I'm doing my best here.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing about a Friday the 13th remake. Even though I would like one, the thing is... And I guess it's true. Does anybody really go camping anymore? Like...
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, hardcore. Like, I don't think it's like it used to be. Like, there's no way.
Yeah,
like, in the 70s or early 80s, like, everybody fucking
did it. I mean,
it
may have been more popular then, but if you go to, like, the campgrounds here in the summertime, they're all fucking packed.
Hot time, summer in the city.
Double, double down, let me look so pretty. And then the storefront explodes.
Die hard with a vengeance. I don't know. I don't know if it would work.
Is that an Irving Fryer jersey?
What?
I think it's Irving Fryer. The jersey.
No, it's Brian wearing. Cox.
No.
From Dolphins.
It's a receiver jersey, for sure.
I don't know. Well, you know.
OJ McDuffie?
He didn't get that shit from fucking a real goddamn retailer that sells jerseys. Like, he got that from Walmart or Roses. At this time, it was Roses.
Roses, yeah. Roses department store.
Oh, this is such a tense moment. Kevin Bacon's wondering, like, why am I still in this movie? I'm a good-looking guy. I'm better looking than all of these people, even the chicks. I should be in a better movie. And then Footloose happens. Of course you should be. Watch that attitude, boy. That looks like shit. I mean, even... like, I know the standards were a little bit lower in 1980, but that, like, lightning flash... Come on. Looks like somebody's just, like, having a flash that go... on their face. Somebody on the camera, off camera, is like, oh... with a flashlight.
I went to Universal Studios thing once, and they used a... to make the thunder, they used, like, a big metal thing, and they just, like, shook it, like one of those big boards.
Yeah. That's scary times. Oh my god, I would be like, look, I just want to like have sex with you during the summer. I mean, you're talking about all this philosophical shit. Yeah, it's just a dream. Can we get over it?
It was all a dream.
I'm wearing a plaid shirt with a gold chain necklace. You know I'm down for it. Isn't the moon wonderful tonight? God, can we get to the kills? I mean, this is very picturesque. I mean, this is the kind of vacation that I want to have. It's like a travel agency right now.
It's way harder than you would think to find out who wore number 1988 or number. There's
been a lot of people that wore the number 88
for the Dolphins in the '80s.
How do you know? Oh, well, how do, it might have been just maybe it wasn't even a Dolphins jersey.
That was a Dolphins jersey.
I mean, it's in New Jersey. I don't think that he'd be a
the
fan.
The colors of it. It was a Dolphins Florida. Jersey. I mean, fucking Dolphins fans are everywhere. Dallas Cowboys fans are everywhere.
Yeah,
we live in Kentucky. And I'm a
yeah.
Packers
the last
fan.
Person I like, I'm a Dolphins fan for life. Dolphins for life.
Your uncle lives in Ireland and is a Dolphins fan.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He only said that because of his ex-wife. And I don't think he was.
Hey, you don't find Dolphins fans now, but
well,
they're
I don't,
more successful.
I actually,
then.
I don't think that they were.
Look at the panties, though.
They're nice. I don't think he was. Vintage. I don't think he was a Dolphins. I think he was a Marino fan. A lot of people were Marino fans, which I can understand that. Marino was fucking awesome. He was cute. He had a bulldog.
I kind of like the Dolphins. I like their jerseys. Reminds me of the water.
They're like cheering for like every goddamn Star Wars reboot now. They're underdogs for life. After The Last Jedi, underdogs.
Yeah, do it.
Is that I can't. Is that Kevin Bacon?
It's so dark and there's a reflection on the screen. Everyone.
Yeah, I can't see. I can't. I don't know who's fucking right now. I gotta know who's fucking.
When you're the only one not
okay,
getting
okay, okay, I remember this for sure. Like, okay. First off, these dudes had a golden opportunity right here. You had two chicks and you are one guy. And you have a guitar going. Strip poker time, yes. Or Uno.
Play Wonderwall.
Or 7 Minutes in Heaven. Spin the Bottle. I mean, you have amazing opportunity with your plaid shirts. But, of course, not utilized.
Oh, you play. He's so proud of himself, too.
Monopoly. Oh, my fuck. Can I just, like, exit myself from this?
All right.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm down for that. Let's do that. How do you win that?
I like this chick. She's always been my favorite one in this movie. Strip Monopoly lady?
How do you play strip? What's it? Oh, there you go. That's a good idea.
She's also the most attractive.
Yeah, she is. Did you come up with this on your own? I like it.
No, my uncle taught me. Wait, what? Never mind.
I bet she did. Or bet he did. Uncle Sheila. It was I lived in Cali.
Oh.
It's like a Steven Seagal movie. Oh, yeah, I like that.
This is the weirdest dandruff commercial I've ever seen.
She's not like... That girl's not like ugly, though. I mean, it's like... I mean. But I don't think... I never thought Kevin Bacon was a good-looking guy, even back when he was like a, you know, young.
I don't think like...
He kind of looked like Skeletor's son, and then he became Skeletor.
Like maybe if you saw a picture of him and you didn't know who he was, you'd be like, that's not an attractive person. But based on his personality and all that wrapped into one...
He looks like an advertisement for Farmers Online or something.
Oh, God.
Oh, goddamn. I missed that scene. By the way, Tom Savini's makeup effects were really fucking good.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it was ahead of its time when this movie came out. Like, you imagine having Tom Savini on Halloween?
Fuck yeah, man.
But even though Halloween really wasn't trying to go for the gore or the blood, so... I mean...
I don't think he's ever been involved in a Halloween movie,
well,
which
I mean,
is a shame.
It would be, well, now, yeah, nowadays, like, it would be... I'm surprised Rob Zombie didn't tap him, but he was like, you suck. Tom seemed like, I don't, no, I'm good.
Now we're breaking out the weed and tiny Budweisers.
I would be no on the weed, but definitely on the Budweiser. I'd be like, do you have Bud Light?
The Budweisers back then looked like those little,
Do you know they brought those back on anniversaries?
Yeah, I know. They look like the little kids drinks, though. You know what I'm talking about?
Like
the
juice cups.
Boxes? The juice cups or whatever.
What about juice box?
Yeah. And give me a pillowcase for this pillow.
He's wiping shit off. It is pretty cool, though, to know that you have, like, in the big three, you have Kevin Bacon, Johnny Depp, and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
That were all like huge stars that starred in these movies. Huh. Yeah, they do. Actually, Baltic Avenue is a really smart choice.
I think this there. Is definitely the weakest won. Of the big three as far as openers to the series go.
Yeah, I mean, it's the most boring. Yeah, I think this is them just saying, like, we didn't know what we had. Like, I mean, it's kind of like, hey, we had a good idea, a good story. Maybe they thought it was going to be a one-shot. And
but to be fair, they made it to a third movie before they ever even found the iconic mask, which is crazy to think about.
But you know what? I like the backhead.
I did too.
I thought it was cool. If you would, I'm not saying. I don't think it sustained
the whole series.
I thought Friday 3 they got the mask.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It made it to the third movie before they got the mask.
Yeah, so
because after the spear kill or whatever, but the bag was good, but it was too close to the town that dreaded sundown.
If he throws it down, it's gonna be Red Rabbit on the match pack.
Oh my god!
It's all connected together.
I bet this is actually the origin story for Jordan Peele's Us.
I did read somewhere, or I think somebody asked, would you guys prefer a shared horror universe?
Yeah. Kevin Bacon.
There we go. Oh, right. Yeah! Through that shit!
Probably the best scene in the whole movie.
I love that, yeah. That looks good. I wouldn't mind it if it's concerning the iconic killers. And I think we talked about that in one of our videos. Yeah, it's not bad. I don't want a share universe with, like, every fucking horror movie that ever existed. But, I mean, I'd be okay with it. I just don't want them intercrossing. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be cool to have, like, a nod to it, but not, like, no.
Yeah, I'm down with that, too. Just, like, mention it every once in a while.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, this reminds me of an Elm Street or something.
What are we, in Haddonfield?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I don't want them to have, like, where they're like, well, I guess we gotta go to Elm Street and talk to Nancy to talk about Michael Myers or some shit.
Jason died by water, Freddy by fire. How do we use that?
With your fucking Rosetta Stone knowledge.
That Kevin Bacon kill was funny because like he was, I'm pretty sure he was under the bed with like a squirt pump, like squirting the blood out.
On the special features, actually, it was exactly. There was a guy, like, they had a latex thing across his throat, and then, yeah, the squirt thing. Again, Tom Savini, ahead of his time. Like, he was doing shit, like, fucking crazy. And, like, I think he won an award for Day of the Dead. Like, dude, that was all him, the makeup effects and, like, the practical, wow.
Have you seen him, by the way? He's fucking ripped.
Yeah, Tom Savini.
He's, like, 80 years old, man.
Yeah, he's Thanos. Tom Savini, by the way, also directed Night of the Living Dead, the remake. He directed that shit.
Yeah.
That's always weird to me that Tom Savini didn't graduate from what he was doing, which I know he loved doing it, like makeup effects and which, I mean, if you're a master at your art, like, why would you? But damn, look at those panties.
I know. Sometimes
I'm into it. I'm into it.
Sometimes, and very rarely, but sometimes when the moon is right, white granny panties work. They work. Think Ripley.
I'm like, oh my god. Alien? I was thinking the same. I mean, why the fuck? Yes. If you walked in on that, like, I mean, I don't need to brush my teeth right now.
Yeah, but then again, it's like, are you wearing shoulder pads too?
It's fine. We'll take those off.
With your business suit?
We'll take those off. But Tom Savini, man.
Do these have a Michael Jordan trading card inside them?
Could have been. I mean, he did Night of the Living Dead, but I think he could have been one of those guys that really did something amazing with some of the horror movies. Because, I mean, if you're a director and you're coming from that background with the practical makeup effects that he had, I mean, he knows what works. I don't know.
He also did some acting, too.
No, he's a good actor, too.
He's got a little bit of everything.
He was in Dust Till Dawn, a sex machine.
I am a sex machine.
Do you want... Would you like to touch my penis? I am a cheetah. No.
Chester Cheetah.
I mean, guys, I mean, honestly, okay.
This is a good kill, though.
Yeah, we'll watch this kill real quick. Let's be quiet together. Look at that ass.
Nice butt.
It's all coming together. It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now. I don't think so, Chad.
Imagine this.
Why did you close your eyes and pray to Jesus?
Oh, yeah.
Right through the face. Fatality.
Is someone going to pay for my lamp?
Mysterious stranger wins. First off, I want to, like, you mentioned those Budweiser things. Like, are those, like, regular beer cans?
Yeah, man.
Those, like, as far as the content?
Yeah.
They didn't have cans? That's fucking
cool. I think they might have had cans, but those were the bottles.
Take off your fucking shirt, you prude.
What are those called?
See? Dude, you're in the right position. Oh, my God. And, of course, it's ruined. It's not ruined. It's not ruined. You can recover from this. Now you gotta take off your shirt. It's like, I shut the door, it's all good, now take off your shirt.
Yep, the cabin being open ruined
damn,
it all.
Damn, she's done her panties and everything. Take off your shirt. Oh my fuck.
I'll close your cabin. No, wow. I'll be right back.
No menage a trois.
She deserved a death scene, man.
That's a cock fucking...
Doesn't really get one.
Tease from hell. Actually, I don't care. Oh, yeah. All the cooler guys are at the diner.
Here comes this half-ass kill. Hey, what are you doing there? Oh, whoa! I want a crueler stat. She's fucking hot.
Oh my God, dude. Immediately when I saw her, I was thinking, like, that's fucking jack off material for 3 weeks. Oh no, this is not the bar scene I was thinking of. Like, there's another bar scene, I think in part three or something, when they all go out, or part four.
Yeah. No, it's part two.
Part two, yeah. He's like, I'm gonna give it to you. Yeah. Ha ha ha. He's like, I'm gonna build a lumber yard and. Everyone's going to forget about you, so, you know.
Betty, I'll give you $12 to chuck this bottle of ketchup while you touch yourself. Okay, Tim.
$10.
But this is the last time, I'm serious.
Oh my God.
Look at that sign that says sports bar, score!
We all float down here.
I hate this kill.
First off, why would you ever go? Why would you go to just his diner? You must be really low on.
Some of those diners have the best food.
They do. They could be a hole in the wall, but no, not this place. This place probably serves like fucking bacon that tastes like jerky. Old broken ass jerky.
Hi ho, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. I love you.
I think my it's not working anymore.
Curly-headed douche in a little Jeep.
You talking about rapey early on. That guy was rapey.
Totally rapey, yeah.
Yeah, not the other guy. Not the truck driver both guy. Rapey. That is fucking rapey. No, the way he acted was rapey. He's like fucking Joe Biden. He like licks... when he's like taking pictures. I'll lick your ear. That's what he's like. Ugh. Reptile. With that green jacket. Hey, your other hotter friend just got murdered here. I want you to know that. Okay, back in the day, if we were growing up in 1982, if we were early 20s,
mm-hmm.
Would you do... A volunteer counselor work.
Fuck no.
At a camp.
Well, maybe.
I think I would.
Actually.
I think I would. I mean, that looks fun as fuck. No, I'm not talking about, like, I'm not talking about going to a camp where there's, like, a history of, like, violence or whatever.
Yeah, I get you.
Just, like, a real, like, and these movies were coming out.
Yeah.
Fuck yes, dude. That'd be fun.
Yeah, and, you know, you get to party at night with the hot chicks.
Yeah, we could play Motley Crue. Well, I think
Motley I still gotta watch Dirt, by the way.
Oh, man, Dirt's so fucking good. Smoking in the boys' room. It's great. Even though they hated that song. According to the movie, they were like, that song sucks. I don't even like it. Your song.
Did they like Kickstart My Heart?
No, they hated everything.
They hated that song too?
I think...
Kickstart My Heart!
That song, dude, it was really fucking sad because the lead singer, that song that came out, I'm On My Way Home,
yeah,
was when his daughter was getting sick.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. It's a great fucking movie, though. If you guys haven't seen Dirt, check it out. Like, and it's crazy because Machine Gun Kelly is Tommy Lee. Definitely doesn't have the biggest dick. Well, you a bitch, bitch. But he does a really good job.
Slim your old out, Kelly. Ooh.
I think Machine Gun Kelly is... He sucks as far as a rap artist goes, but his acting ability is really good. So...
I only ever saw him in Bird Box.
No, he's really good in Dirt. Honestly, you won't even recognize him. Like, he's like, dude, I just want to have sex, and I'm sorry that you guys are so mad at me. Like, I just want to, like, be out there, like, be a part of the crowd, you know? Like, it's so fucking weird. It's like, you've been faking everything. It's like fucking Rob Van Winkle when he finally admits that he's Rob Van Winkle and not Vanilla Ice. First off, cops are not that nice anymore. Darren fucking Teed. You go to a small town like this, can you give me a lift? Like, fuck no, I'll run you in for public intoxication.
Yeah, this would be funny if this was the start of Rambo. Get a haircut.
Why are you pushing? Why are you pushing? I don't know, guys. Like, what do you guys think? Like, do the kills really excite you? Because it's not working for me.
I'm always perplexed that this was such a big deal.
I know. It was a cool movie. Like, I mean, it's not bad. And you know, camping was probably a thing, like a hardcore thing back in 1980. But at the same time, like, Halloween did it so effectively. And this shit, it's such a slow burn. I don't know. Like, running through the wood, it just looks like somebody's like, hey, you want me to cut your grass for you?
I think it's interesting because, like, again, like, if this is the first, I've always said this is the first time you watch it. If this is the Friday the movie came out, you don't know who the killer is. That probably adds 50%
that added, yeah, that added quite a bit. But.
And also the way that they promote it with all these deaths and stuff, and you've got some good death scenes in there, you're probably watching it when you don't know what's coming, and it's probably a lot more exciting.
Chapter 3.
Especially since they promised
the
grindhouse field. Vagina.
Well, I don't. It's not Grindhouse, though.
No, they promised it in the trailer, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The 13 kills. 1. 2.
She was all hot and sexy and like, let's play Strip Monopoly. And then she goes home and she puts on her, like, Amish fucking potato sack. Reads her fucking Hardy Boys novel with the yellow ass pages. It looks like someone spilled their ramen noodles on him. And also, I think that shit like added to the, like, is it even a person or is it a fucking ghost? Like, what is it? Because again, there was no Jason. Jason didn't exist when this came out. That had to be so much more interesting from a first time viewer's perspective. Carol Ann! Carol Ann! It's a nod to Poltergeist 3 when they said Carol Ann 379 times. Dun 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 dun. It's a great setting for a good kill. It's too bad we didn't get one. Instead, he just sprays her with Windex and uses her to clean the window. You're my one.
This is my favorite song of my first album that I wrote, called I'm Alone in a Cabin with the fire crackling. I wish I had stayed at strip poker. Fuck! That shit puts me to sleep, you know, like that sound?
Yeah.
Where they're like shoveling in the ash.
And the rain on top of it.
No, you didn't hear anything. I'm here to have sex. Let's like get warm by the fire first. Oh. Those were the electric people. We didn't pay our bill. At least they're having fun, though.
You don't like, need even to ask though, no man's permission.
In the midst of all this death, is shit, can I come? Yeah, of course you can. Like, what?
I gotta...
You gotta go tinkle?
I gotta pee in the toilet.
You gotta let that fucking lizard fly. April O'Neil, the yellow one, investigating what's going down. Oh my lord! He bought this at Jared's. I can't believe it. He said, come on, let's go find an adventure. Yeah, like the police, maybe? Are you just now thinking of that, or is it like a later on kind of thought? Maybe the police are the best for us. But then again, maybe not. Maybe we should call the psychic hotline and see if anything's going to happen. Yeah, you should call the police. I don't know, man. Like, it's a good movie, but I always feel like they're making some major mistakes, even without... I don't know. But then again, if it was going to be a one-off, like, I get it. Motherfucking phones. You definitely don't have AT&T. You have Spectrum. I guess it. Windstream. A good idea, except that the people that are stalking you are like apparently really good at tracking. So why would you like hike out of the fucking woods when they're stalking you the entire fucking way? No, I'm not laughing. She's not going to be with you tomorrow.
Have you noticed that?
So they realize the phones are dead and they should have maybe called the cops, or they're suggesting that they should have called the cops?
It's funny. That just makes me think of the game.
What?
When you got to put the phone together and put the car together and all that shit in the game?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that maybe that's where they got the inspiration, but the fact is, like, you should have thought of that way earlier. Maybe the cops should have been called, like, I don't know, when you fucking found out that people were missing, or, like, I don't know, something.
I don't think they knew anybody was missing yet. That was the first body they found.
They went looking for people, and they couldn't find them. Like, I would have called the cops immediately, because apparently that was the camp that was cursed, or whatever. I'd be like, yeah, I'm calling the cops immediately.
Well, I mean, they just heard a scream.
If I heard a fucking bird scream, I would call the cops. Minutes, where the fuck are you coming from?
Yeah, they're out there on Trap Road.
They're fucking like a goddamn Mount Sterling.
That's a road out here, by the way.
Yeah, that's
a lot of field parties.
Mount Sterling's a different town. Like, they'd be like, oh, I'm in Mount Sterling. It's 15 minutes away. Okay, cool.
Remember Kyle's old place out there in the middle of Trap? We would just get drunk and ride four wheelers for like acres and acres in the dark.
I never rode that shit.
Ooh, it's crazy. Scary.
I won't do that.
Stupid.
I rode four-wheeler once. That's a badass. I wish we... Look, I see all you guys with these cool-ass welcome to Camp Crystal Lake. I wish we could get, like, that actual sign or...
I think you'd probably just Amazon it, but I don't know what it costs.
It's like $400.
God, I hate this kill so much. I thought it was a while ago, but it's just now.
Oh.
He looks like he's getting ready to cast a spell. Like, the way... But he's running in the dark to cast a fucking lightning spell.
Sim, sim, salabim.
You got caught. Like, you're trying to escape.
Watch him bust the nut here in a second, though. Oh!
The thing is...
You look like Chad Kruger.
Okay, so if you're watching this movie the first time in the theater, so you're like, okay, so everybody knows the killer, right? Because they weren't intimidated. They weren't, like, shocked when they saw him, so you can...
Well, yeah, she's a little old lady.
Well, they don't know it. But, I mean, they obviously know the killer. High voltage. Like my personality. Shit, I knew we should have paid more than $30 toward our electric bill. You know, like, guys, the movie is still a classic film, for sure. Like, no matter how you slice it, it's still a good movie. But the fact is that Mike and I are of the same opinion that probably a lot of you are. You just want Jason. Like, I want to see fucking Jason pop through the fucking, like, screen. I want to see him burst his head through the fucking window, grab some bitches, and, like, whoop some ass. And you're not going to get that, and that's unfortunate. But, nonetheless, I guess we're spoilt.
I do like appreciating where it all began, though, because it's so weird that it began here and there was no Jason in it. Like, that's so crazy.
It's so weird that this actually took off, though.
Yeah.
So they were like, hey, you know what? There's enough fandom for it. Like, but then again, they were so fucking smart, though. Just like John Carpenter. Like, there was nobody that had the title Halloween in any of their movies. And they're like, nobody had Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
So let's, like, do a play on that. But, I mean, I don't know. How many of you guys feel like when you watch Friday the 13th, do you skip the original and go to part two?
I think Friday the 13th is one of those series that really you could jump around quite a bit.
You can jump around, but...
With Halloween, I still feel the need to watch every movie.
Here's the thing.
Beginning.
Halloween is more of a complete story. Or not a complete story, but at least a story of Michael Myers. Or like, what he does. You know what I mean? Like, there's some kind of background to Michael Myers. In this one, it's like, yeah, you like you say, you could jump around. But then again, I would also say that Friday the 13th Part 1 really, except for the last 15 minutes of it doesn't really establish Jason that much. I mean, you like what they did with the remake in 09, you can have that easily in part two.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I said. I was the story idea with the remake was fantastic.
So, I don't know. Like, I'm not hating on it. Like, I'm not trying to hate on the movie. I'm just saying, like, we all know how cooler this series it becomes, and then it's like you start here, and it's fine. But can you imagine Halloween having no Michael Myers? Like, the very first Halloween having nothing to do with Michael Myers and just weird, the man. Fucking...
Well, it would be the first Halloween movie was Season of the Witch.
Yeah, or like, even... not the cult part. Well, yeah, the cult... Not, like, the dice or whatever, but just involving...
Imagine this alternate universe, dude. What if in Halloween 3 was the first movie of the franchise, and then at the very end of Halloween 3, this kid named Michael Myers puts on one of the masks and starts killing people. Kind of like Sunshine.
It would be a Michael Myers mask.
Right. And then kind of like Sunshine, when at the end of Sunshine, it just turns into a slasher.
You know,
and then that's the beginning of Michael Myers.
I'd be down with that. And actually, it's weird because that you brought that up, because they said that Sunshine was... there was this article that I saw recently about Sunshine. That Sunshine was such a great science fiction movie that they added the serial killer aspect to it unneedingly. Like, it was... Like,
a lot of people thought that, yeah.
Yeah, it really didn't need that. It was such a good movie without adding that.
Like, I liked it, though.
It was
cool. The hard pivot.
It was cool. But they were like, if you're going to make that kind of movie, make that kind of movie at the beginning. But either way...
Oh, guys, by the way, we should tell you we're having a live stream Saturday night, 10 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Just for you Patreons.
You guys are going to be sexually activated for sure.
I'll post about it as well, but...
We're going to have pina coladas and sex on the dunes.
I fucking love pina coladas, dude.
I never had one.
I need to make some. You want one? Yeah. I'll make you one.
Yeah. On Saturday, I'll have a pina colada with you guys.
Yeah, man.
Hey, that's a good idea. On Saturday, we all have pina coladas together. I've never had one.
I'll make pina coladas.
I want to enjoy it.
Fuck yeah.
I want to enjoy it. So let's do that.
It's going to be good. Are they it's going to be good. Oh, fuck yeah. Dude.
What do they taste like? Cucumbers.
Alcohol milkshakes?
That's gross.
It sounds gross.
Is it like slushies?
Yeah, it tastes like slushies
okay,
with vodka.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, rum. Milkshakes.
But slushies with rum.
Ah.
You like rum?
I do. Actually, rum's like the go to.
Hey, I'll buy a bottle of rum, man. I'll do it right.
You know how to make it?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No, but I think you just put some ice in a blender and some mix and then some rum, right? And then mix.
I don't know.
Maybe a pineapple.
We'll
in there.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I'm excited now.
We should look it up.
I mean, I was excited before, but yeah, I'll Google that shit. Can't be hard.
If you like pina oh, that's coladas. That's the first song we'll play.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Kick off the night.
It'll be Guardians of the Galaxy.
Fuck yeah.
We'll dance in that shit. Oh my God, guys. Saturday's even better now. And you know what? You guys want to get bratwurst and grill those out on the grill and have those while you're would you eat pina colada? Would you drink a pina colada with a bratwurst? Or
yes.
Is it too weird?
I fucking love bratwurst.
Is it
bratwurst.
Too weird? I don't know. Pina colada seems like something you would have just like, I don't know, like chips and salsa or something.
Salsa and chips. No. Chips. Pina colada would actually go bad with chips and salsa. Pina colada would go great with fucking bratwurst.
What's pina colada? I mean, where does it come from?
I don't know. I think this conversation says a lot about this movie.
Well, I'm sorry, guys. We're not trying to diss the movie. Like, again.
I'm kidding.
We've seen this movie a million
times.
But
seriously. A bratwurst and pina colada sounds strangely good together. I'm going to put it on Twitter.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. You've never had a pina colada, so you're... you can't.
Is a pina colada like fucking...
You can't...
Isn't it a Spanish drink?
You don't have a point.
Isn't it a Mexican drink?
No. I don't think so.
Pina colada? Yeah, it fucking is.
I don't think it is, dude.
I bet it is.
I think it's like a Jamaican drink, man.
Is it?
Yeah, I'll Google it. Let's see.
Bob Marley drank it all the time.
Where did...
Yeah, I like
my Valtrex go. Now, where did...
In your
colada come from? Puerto Rico, man. It's Puerto Rican. Oh, my God. He's a dartboard.
The reveal of the sins! Oh, damn. That looks good, though. Yeah. That looks fucking good, Tom.
Titties, big titties.
Oh my
titties,
God,
titties,
those
titties,
are
titties.
So huge. Are those double D's? I don't know. I'm going to suck those. Oh
baby
my God.
Baby shark, doo 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 doo. Baby shark, doo 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 doo. Baby shark.
But I can imagine when this movie came out, though, sitting in the theater, like people were probably, like, you know, freaked out. But then again, I don't know, like. Because if you're coming from Halloween, like, because you said, that you're right, Halloween came before this. Halloween is back then had to be like, I think they listed it as scarier than The Exorcist, which is fucking bullshit. I'm sorry. I love Halloween, but Exorcist fucks me up even today. That to me is the scariest movie of all time, without a doubt. Exorcist. Do you agree?
Yes, I do agree.
Without a doubt, the scariest movie of all time. And that came out in the same fucking realm or time frame of Halloween, and people were still going to the theater and saying Halloween was scarier. That's fucking... No. I don't think so. You're fucked, girl! What are you doing? Get your... Hey, play a Moonlight Sonata. Man, we're gonna have a good time Saturday. It's gonna be so much fun. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to, like, not talk about the movie. Like, there's not much going on. She's trying to block the killer. She saw some bad shit go down. She said, fuck Frampton Comes Alive on the albums.
I had to go on Twitter just now and make a poll.
On what? On drinks?
No, yeah, like... Would you...
Okay, go ahead and tell it. Tell it. The music's so good, though. I do like the music. Yeah. Like, boom, 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 boom. It does add that anxiety feel to it. Mr. So Manfredi. Like,
would you eat a bratwurst whilst drinking pina coladas? Yes or no? I put a poll up.
That's great.
So I want to see what people think, Jay.
Well, that's awesome. Tell party if they respond.
Hey, guys, settle an argument. Would you eat a bratwurst whilst drinking pina coladas? That's what I asked.
I heard.
So far, one yes, zero no's.
That's really a telling thing.
Yeah, so far.
1-1.
We've got one, Jim.
1-0.
Hey, it's from someone who likes the Giants, Edna Mode.
I like the Giants, Jonas. Yeah. Pina coladas, oh. Man. I've never had it.
Got a no on there.
Oh. I've never had it. I really am interested to see how that goes down. And Mike doesn't know how to make it, so it's going to be experimental for all of us.
I'll make that shit good.
And you know what? We're all going to be in a dark room. We can be experimental with each other. So if you guys get a chance, make yourself a pina colada on Saturday night. We're going to get to that. Why is she acting like now she's all tired? Like, because you heard like a fucking bird go.
Ah!
Oh, shit. Your shit is fucked up.
Yeah, I wanted to see that kill, damn it.
She's all Blair Witch tied up. Yeah, that bat's really...
I like the bass line. It's like, holy fuck, holy fuck, holy
I do,
fuck,
dude, holy I'm fuck. Telling you, I think that in the theater, that sound would work on you. It's kind of like a... Actually, what's the scariest music soundtrack that you've ever heard in a horror movie? Like, when you're in the theater, like, when it's blasting in your face? Like, what's the one movie that you've ever seen with that soundtrack that really made you uneasy? I gotta say, like, Sinister really was... Really a fucked up soundtrack. I was like,
I'd say every A24 movie of all time with that angry violin that's like...
Well, you said that. Well, I remember when Insidious came out, you said that.
Oh, yeah. That one got that me really, good.
It's like... at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, Insidious. I was like, fuck.
That's why I think we'd be good horror directors, dude, because we would know like exactly what gets the cockles in the fucking wrench. You're like,
I get corny and like up in your face with the title. You
like,
know?
Like, it's boom. Like as soon as like, just have a normal thing. Oh, hey, what's up, principal?
Oh, the Christies, the Christie creeps, an old friend of the Crispies.
Calm down, bitch.
You want a hamburger?
That's like when you talk to your mom about you having a bad day at work. She's like, well, you have to work to live.
Stop saying Christie's.
Who would be your mother, mother Jason? I think Melanie Griffith would pull it off. She looks like she's decaying.
I don't know who that is.
Melanie Griffith?
Yeah, I can't picture it.
Sarah Jessica Parker could be a good one, too.
Okay.
No, she's too like frail boned.
Sharon Osbourne.
Ooh. No, she's too like confident. She doesn't have it. Roseanne. Roseanne Barr. Roseanne Barr. And then cast the people from Roseanne for her to hunt down.
I just took some Ambien. I didn't mean it.
No, I'm serious. Like, I would say Melanie Griffith. Like, look it up on your phone. Melanie Griffith.
I don't know. Is she like a political
person? No, dude. No, she's not political. Melanie. Dude, you would know Melanie Griffith.
Sounds like she's a fucking
political. She's not, dude.
Makes me mad.
She sounds like a Fox correspondent. I don't talk about it.
No. Let's see. This is the Friday the 13th's.
This is when you need to run out of the fucking house when she's talking that shit.
Emotionless face speech right here.
Oh, yeah. I don't give a fuck. How much were you getting?
Sure, I could see that.
Melanie Griffith would fucking pull it off. Look at her face.
She was the hot chick in Milk Money?
Yes, dude.
What the fuck?
I know. She died.
God, we're old.
Melanie Griffith could pull it off.
What about Deb from Empire Records? She's not nearly old enough, but yeah, she's like 100 years
from being
old
enough. You can't get a girl that's too hot. She sort of used to be hot.
You know the main girl? This looks like the joke commentator from the CBS commercials.
Last, right here, Melanie Griffith, Aubrey Plaza as the final girl in Friday the 13th. I could go with it.
I mean, she's in Child's Play already.
Well, fuck that. It's not really Charles Lee Ray.
And Aubrey Plaza looks like sexy hot, like, you know?
She could be sexy hot back in the day, the final girl.
She looks like Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
It doesn't matter. Aubrey Plaza could work it. Aubrey Plaza is fucking hot. Like, yeah, it's ridiculous. A lot of people think that she's weird, but
I like it.
I dig it. I dig it like a motherfucker.
My sweet chinchilla.
My sweet sriracha.
If you would have taught him to swim, though, this would have happened. It's your fault. Kill yourself.
Like, you should have run out a long time ago.
Calm down.
Listen, Dr. Phil will be calling you any moment.
Listen, Robert fucking Smith. Calm your shit.
Yeah, guys. Okay, example. How many of you guys are out there old enough to know when you saw this movie in a theater, if you guys got to see it in the theater, when you were like, all right, this is fucking stupid. Like, you're fighting an old lady.
I don't know, like, man. You're
fucking her up. No, I know she's crazy.
She's got superhuman fucking someone killed my kid strength.
She has.
I'm into it. I'm fine with it.
It's from all that crocheting.
It's that turtleneck sweater.
It's from that crocheting.
Do you want to destroy my sweater? Would you
like to suck my cock, bazooka?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pull my thread as I walk away. As you walk away.
Business.
It's when you get that extra squirty dumpling.
That's like when you know that you shouldn't have fucking take that new Taco Bell special. Like, what's a rattlesnake burrito? Well, I'll find out.
This is what I look like when I tell my wife doesn't get the Crest toothpaste I wanted.
I told you to get the white strips. You get all mad about it.
I like the optic white in the red tube. Get off me.
I feel like Terminator's going to come out any moment.
Oh my fucking God.
Okay. Guys, let's talk about what's more iconic about this film.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Kevin Bacon, is it the very ending? It's got to be the very ending. The very, very ending is the most iconic thing about this film.
I think the most iconic thing about this film is probably
you shutting the title fuck sequence. Up, agree.
The title sequence.
No, dude.
I don't know. That's all.
The very, very ending.
Yeah, I mean, she gets her head chopped off, but
no.
I think the best kill is fucking
Jason.
Kevin Bacon. Jason's not in the end of this.
Yeah, he is.
Well, and he jumps out of the water, but it's fucking it's Jason. It's not even like
it's not iconic.
No, it's fucking
it's iconic as fuck.
The waterlogged.
People still write about it in poetry. Look at that sweater.
I'm gonna see it to with my red.
You know what? I guarantee you she bought that sweater at Kmart.
She looks like a waitress at Golden Corral.
Damn, your breath.
$2 tips!
I can just imagine ketchup and coffee from her mouth. Fuck her up!
You know, the mic guy with the sound was like, oh, fuck, I got too close. So he's like, ah, ah, ah. This is me trying to put my kids to bed at night.
This is me fighting off all the people that want to get their prescriptions early. You can't get your oxycodone here first! It's still a month away, you hoe!
She whoops that ass, so, dude. I'm gonna fuck you up. Oh, yeah. Liver shot.
I don't know why. I was getting a little sexually turned on. I don't know. It was like...
She looked like me handling a burrito.
They were fighting, and like, I got sexually turned on. I have a boner. It's like that cat fight.
You ever wake up to eat, and you get mad at it? You like, throw it in the fucking microwave?
Well,
you
slam dick?
The door. No. No, you wake up in the middle of the night to eat, like, yo, I'm gonna fucking eat it. You like throw.
Oh, yeah.
You get like angry with your burrito?
Do I do that? I had a Hot Pocket.
Like, I don't go fuck!
I got one of those like Philly cheesesteak Hot Pockets.
Oh, man, yeah.
No, it sucked. It was terrible.
Did it really?
It was fucking bad, dude.
Oh, they're always good when you eat
shit,
them, though.
That shit sucked. That was like a...
It's precisely 4 seconds later.
No, dude, that motherfucker was processed from ham from Chernobyl. Like, that shit was bad. And like, I was eating it, and I was like... But I threw it in the microwave. I was like, fuck yeah. And I was like, fucking 3 minutes. And it's like, actually, 2:45.
Well, I was going to say, if you cooked it for 3 minutes, that's your problem.
And I was like, that's 2:45. That's going to be too hot in my mouth. And then when I was eating it, I was like, that's a shit. And I was like, fuck no.
I think you got to go like 90
but
seconds
no, but
on
then I
things.
But no, then I had a bagel with cream cheese.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I toasted it too.
Look at them teeth.
I toasted the bagel.
Well, duh.
I've never
eaten a non-toasted bagel.
It's good.
You gotta toast
no,
it.
No, you don't.
It's you good. Always toast
no,
it.
No, you can eat it raw.
That's rough.
No, it's not.
Hit that shit raw, dog, and pay.
If you don't have time to toast it, whatever. I don't think I... Ooh, God, nasty. You're
man,
not gonna be my
have
friend.
You ever had a jalapeno cheese bagel?
No, I don't know that. How do you make that?
Fuck. You don't make it. You buy it.
Oh.
But, like, they got them at Kroger.
Can you not make your own bread?
You don't make your own yeast.
Can you not make your own bread?
You don't yeast. You don't churn yeast. No, but if you go to like, a bagel shop, or you
is
go to like...
Is it like spicy and sweet?
Fuck, it's not sweet, but it's spicy. But they have a cinnamon
sweet.
Toast crunch.
I meant sweet, like good.
No, it's fucking good, dude. It's shredded cheese and like actual jalapenos built inside of the bagel.
That must be a jalapeno cheese.
Fuck. So good.
What's that jalapeno cheese called? Like cheese slices?
Pepper jack.
Pepper jack.
I don't know if it's jalapeno, though.
I think it's probably pepper jack.
It's pepper
bread.
Jack.
Jack.
Instead of pepper jack. You know, Taco Bell has their own
cheese. Did you toast
cheese?
It, though? When you buy it, do you toast it?
Fuck yeah, I toast it.
But you don't... Do you have a toaster that says bagel when you can press the button?
I think
bagel?
It has a bagel setting,
no,
yes.
No, it doesn't. You're a fucking liar.
What?
First off, that's only...
You lied about his bagel
that's
setting.
That's only from people that know people.
He said his parents had money in there.
I
setting.
Don't...
They don't have the bagel setting on the top.
My parents bought that shit at Flea Market.
I'm pretty sure it has a bagel setting. I like my toaster a lot because it's
yeah,
very
but,
red.
Okay,
it looks like a car.
When you get your bagel out, is it like toasted perfect? Or is it like...
You can't fuck it up. You fuck it up.
No, there could be like black marks on that shit. And you're like,
Nah, you just gotta toast it ever so lightly. I like it to be a little crisp.
Mm.
A little crisp.
Anyway, this movie's great, guys.
we're at the climax now.
Yeah.
You know what we sound like? We sound like the girl that he's banging and forgetting Sarah Marshall. She's like, oh yeah, oh yeah. I just came.
I'm not, like, guys, I'm not trying to disrespect anybody here that loves this fucking
movie.
You've
seen it a lot, man.
Yeah. I'm really, honestly, we gave our best commentary. But at the same time, like, again, Mike, like, again, you're talking about, we've seen this movie since, like, I don't know, 1991, 1990. We've seen this movie that many fucking times. And it was always one of those things. Here's bitch hole. That we watched it.
Nice
but
fucking model.
Hot I'll be
dog.
Honest with you guys. And you know what? Let's be honest with each other. How many of you fuckers really rented this movie? Really? If you had Friday the 13th Part 8, would you rent it? No.
I have a question for you. Let him go. He's going to knock over the lights and shit. I have a question for you.
Me or them?
Yeah, for everyone and you. Of all the... Like, what... Slasher, of the big three slashers, have you actually seen in the theaters? The only ones I've seen in the theaters are as follows. I saw Friday the 13th, 2009. I saw the Nightmare on Elm Street remake. I saw Halloween H2O,
Halloween Resurrection, Halloween Rob Zombie, and Halloween 2. And Halloween 2018. And that's it. So I've seen seven of the big three in the movie theaters. It's not the big three, but Scream counts a lot to me because the original Scream in the movie theater was the only time... What the fuck happened? The original Scream in the movie theater was the only time I ever saw an original first film of a slasher, like, classic. You know what I mean?
That was fucking cool. The only one I've ever seen in my life was... I got to see Chucky, Pumpkinhead, Michael Myers, Jason.
Which Chucky did you Freddy, see in the theater?
Ash. No, I didn't see him. I was just lying. The only one I got to see. Honestly, man, like Halloween 2018.
Right.
That was the only time
you didn't see H2O in the theater.
No.
You didn't see Halloween?
I didn't see any of the other big three except for that one.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm not fucking lying. I was trying to
think. You didn't see Rob Zombie 1 in the theater?
Nope.
Why?
Because I didn't give a fuck about going with you bastards.
Oh, look at this. That's a face dig. I always love this fight, though.
No, that's the only one.
I regret it. You saw Scream in the theater, right?
No.
Oh, here we go.
Well, maybe I did. No, I didn't see Scream.
Oh, fuck. Go. What, that feeling when you know you're about to get your head cut off.
Or that turd's coming out. I saw Scream. I heard through you all.
God damn it, I'm headless.
I remember not going to see it, and then you guys came in and were like, Scream was great. You just saw it, you fucking loser. I was like so jealous. But I didn't see that. I saw Jeepers Creepers 2 in theater.
Yeah, I think I saw that one in theaters too.
I didn't, and that's not part of the big three. The big three,
that didn't happen.
Honestly, Scream. I haven't seen any of the big three in theaters except for the 2018 Halloween.
That's crazy, man. I went and saw, I could have sworn you
were I would have loved to have gone and see Jason X.
I could have sworn you were with me when we saw H2O, dude.
I was not with you.
I
wasn't cool enough to be hanging
out
with you.
I saw Scream because I worked at the daycare. And my mom used to be the director of a daycare. And I worked at a daycare. And we took the kids to see, like, Flubber or some shit. And she let me just go pick whichever movie I wanted. So I went and watched fucking Scream.
Okay, here's iconic right here. Here's iconic. I don't care. I love it.
Like a G6. Like a G6. Rack City, bitch.
The 10s on the 20s, bitch. Okay, so... So, yeah, I'm sure this really, like, at this point, you gotta imagine, dude, okay, if you're a film goer, you see this shit, the cops come, it's safe, everything's okay, the music's playing, and then this shit happens, it's like, fuck! Are you serious? You gave me fucking chlamydia?
A lot of people were probably like, oh, corny, happy ending.
Yeah, but then this, wow. That's a great canoe. It looks great. It looks sturdy.
And she survived. I bet it was a great experience for first-time watchers. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm jealous of it because he's like, hey, are you okay? We're here to rescue you. And she's like, oh, yes.
Yeah, to me, I think that's the big thing. It was a great movie, but it doesn't
hold up to rewatch value. But then, he's so smart. The way he zooms in, he's blurring the audience into that one scene, and then, fuck it, just chuck. It gets you.
I like water, and to look at the sun.
What in the fuck is that?
Oh my god! You have to work Saturday, Karen.
God,
it's a work Saturday, Karen.
Fuck! I thought I was gonna be out of it. I love it. The best one. That started it all right there.
Oh, why?
I don't care about your problems anymore. They should have ended it right there. Honestly, this shit is unnecessary.
Yeah, but later on she'll find a head in a fridge and get mm-hmm. screwdriver in the ear like she was a nothing character to begin with.
That's okay.
I am a bald. Hey, let's do some chest tests on Cheez-Its later.
Okay.
These Cheez-Its
are
fucking...
This one has an attitude.
So goddamn immature, it's ridiculous.
This one has an attitude. A chewed of ad. I don't give a fuck. They didn't like me before. Now they love me because I almost died.
put a bra on.
Get them rocket titties. The boy? Yeah, he's been dead for a while.
The boy? I don't know. She looks like Chucky.
The boy.
Like, did you... Oh, my God. Did you turn into a fucking three-year-old?
The boy?
Well, did he die? I think they're trying to go, like, she's in shock, but... Yeah, I smack poor the acting. I can't do it. I can't do it. Sorry. If you're in shock, I'm going to smack you. Like, get with the fucking program. A lot of people died.
Well, this cheese, it's very immature.
Okay, is he a great? So is Atreyu and Artex. But Daddy, Artex,
I want
Artex.
The great bubble gum. You should name your dog Artex. Artex sounds like a shitty
never ending story. The horse that drowned.
Story.
The one that drowned, but he won't drown. You can make it right.
I hope not.
He can make him right. Make it right.
I could make it cool again, Steven.
I just want to go fishing. I hate fishing, actually, so I can't do it. It's too boring.
Oh, my fuck.
This is like when your computer starts up, when you got that new 2019.
It's the new beginning to Halo 7.
It probably would be.
Emo Halo.
Yeah, okay, that's it. That's done.
We've done it, Gymnasium.
So, all right, that was fun times. Sorry if we didn't comment on every single scene. Like Mike said, we've seen this a billion goddamn times, a trillion times. We loved it, though. It's a fun time. And like, you know, it's what you gotta go through to get to high school. Like, it's like going through middle school or something. Like, I fucking hate middle school, but I gotta go through it to get to high school.
And, you know, the whole idea of this was to get excited for summer. To do a summer movie to get excited for summer. And I think we did that. I think I'm excited for summer. I like how high up on the list, by the way, Tom Savini's name is.
Yeah, because he's fucking amazing.
Deservingly so. But
Well, actually, as a matter of fact, they should have that more on credits anyway. Special makeup and effects and fucking stunts.
Yeah.
You know, we always have like all the actors first and then the director and then the producers. It should be the effect guy. Like,
horror.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. I want the lady who did Miss Palmer's hairstyle.
Carl Peterson was a grip.
Man, I want to be a good grip.
Grip your ass
hard. So, yeah, guys, Patreons, we love you guys. You guys make our fucking world go around. And we love your goddamn faces. So there will be a new poll up here in a couple days. Sorry, this one was a little bit late. And so was the live stream. But the live stream's this Saturday night!
You guys are going to have a great time with pina coladas. And getting caught in the rain.
Woo! Yeah, so we love your fucking faces. That's all there is to say. We'll see you Saturday night.
Bye, sweats.
What? Sweatshop.
Sweatshop whores.
What? Whoa. Wait, what?
Don't say anymore.
Huh? We watched a movie. Yeah. We watched a movie. We watched a movie. Yeah. You know what? We watched a movie.